Ja, laat me mijn waren stukken. De Shulchan Aruch staat: Kol ha-poishet yad noistim le. Kol ha-poishet yad noistim le. And everyone wonders, Alamos, what is the pshat? So every guy that comes to collect and pour him, you have to give him. You'll see around here, if now in Yerushalayim, all the kids from the neighbors here, yeah? Of a poor, they go around, Kol ha-poishet yad noistim le. Din Shulchan Aruch. So to be mevayel this aloche, I want the shtickle efshel to go duch the sugya. The darkeinu will start from the sugya la aloche le maise. And we'll see all the aloches, the chumres, and all the shittas in matonis le evyoini. We'll start keseder advorim. As a gemorim, but we mitziya daf ayin chesel mudbeis. Tanya, mageves purim le purim. Mageves ha'ir lo ir. Ve'ein medakdikim vadovo. So mageves purim le purim, ve'ein medakdikim vadovo. אבל לא יקחים את העגולים ושויכתים ואויכלים מויסום. והמויסר ריפו לצדוקה. So the din of the Gemara is, מגבס פורים לפורים. ואין מדקדקים בדובור, אלא לא יקחים העגולים לרויב. זוקט רשי. מגבס פורים לפורים, מויס שגויבים הגבויים מבני העיר לחלק לעניים לסוד הספורים, לפורים. כולם ייתנו לעניים לפורים. ואין מדקדקים בדובור לא ימר דיום בפוחויס והמויסה ריפו לקי של צדוקו. אלא לא יקחים העגולים לרויב and you buy a lot of food. והמויסה, when they can't eat in Purim, then you leave it over to קופה של צדוקו. So the Gemara says, מגבס פורים לפורים ולא יקחים העגולים לרויב, we buy a lot of food and we don't say, oh, we have enough food for Purim. והמויסר, after Purim, if we left over with food, ייפה לקיש על צדוקה. The Ramban in Bobi מציע, he brings Rashi, and he says he has a different pshat. מגבס פורים לפורים ואין מדקדקים בדובו, לא ימר, אוני זה רוי, אוני זה אין רוי. אלו נויסנים לכל, שיהיו הכל שמחים איתנו. בין רוי ובין אין רוי. וימי שמחו כסיב, ומשלוח מונס לרעיו כסיב. He means to say, אז אין משלוח מונס. You don't give to poor people, you give to the rich people also. So also, מתונס לאביוני, we נשמע דקדק בדובר, יהיה עוני, נשת עוני, we want everyone to be happy today. So אין מדקדק עם בדובר. And he says, ומוצוסי בירושלמי, זאת הרמב״ם, אין מדקדקים במויס פורים, אלא כל הפוישת יד ליטל נויסטים לוי, וכן המינג ליטל אפילו לגוי. So the Ramban state clear that מגבס פורים לפורים, אין מדקדקים בדובו, the pshat is, we don't דווקא give עוני ברוי, אין עוני שאין רוי, אלא כל הפוישת יד נויסטים לוי. And the ריפו החדושים, the בובי מציע, it's even more מפורש. אין מדייקים בדובו. פירוש רשי, אין מדייקים לא אמר, די. וכן אמרו בתספתא. אבא בירושלמי במגילה אמרו, אין מדייקים במויס פורים, אלא כל הפוישת הסיודי ליטל נויסים לוי. כלא אמר, שאין מדייקים בדובו לא אמר, אם הוא עונוי ורוי לא תתלו אם לאו, if he's poor or not. אלא נויסים לכל אודום שיובי ויתווה. If he asks, we give. שאין יוים זה מדין צדוקה בלבד, אלא מדין שמחה ומונויס. שהרי אף בעשירים כסיבו משלח מונס איש לרעיו. ואומרים רבו ישראל, כי מטעם זה נוהג הוא ליתן מויס אף לגוי. וכיוון שמנויסים לכל אודום, אם לא ניתן לגוי, היא כאיבו. והכל אמס ויוצא. והכל הוא בכלל אין מדקדקים בדובו. So the Ritva HaKadoshim says Klor de Lomdes She'ein yoim ze midin tzedoke The Matonis Lev Yoinim is not a tzedoke dike parsha So don't mishlo achmones we give to our friends And as another we mishlo achmones not to our friends A similar mishlo achmones to the poor people And there is no gedorim of poor people The gather is the people that ask for They tell us to your friends send food And to the people that ask money give money This was the ghetto of the day. Ein medaktikim badovo. The ritva hayeshonim in Bob Metzia, he brings it out. Veloi nirali. Domatones leev yoinim ksiv. ואיך לא מדקדקים בדובו? שתי מתונס לאביונים. If you don't check to who you're giving, so you're giving the people that are not אביונים. So in the ריטבו הישומים, שתית קלוב שעת אז in the ריטבו החדושי. That the ריטבו החדושי in the Ramban learned that מתונס לאביונים is like משלוח מונס and פורים, is a דין מתונס לאביונים. It's not a צדוק דיקה בסמדרש, במילה. What is the gather? The gather was, אין מדקדקים בדובו. Doesn't have to be a omi with a stample. A person that asks for money, this was the ghetto to give him. If it's never enough to ask, there was a reason to give him. Because Ratzineinu Shehakul Yismeichim Imanu. The Orcha Shulchan brings down, there was a minik to give to the Chazonim, to the Rabbeim, to the Gaboim, money and Purim. The Hakul Mina Kosher, because everyone wants money today. So the day that everyone wants presents, also give presents to everyone. The talents is, it's the same idea of the mitzvah. Sheretzuneinu she'akul yusmeichim imonu. In Lashon HaRambam, in Hilchos Purim, Perek Beis Halachot HaZayin, it's Megillah, also shtikel mashmazay. חייב לחלק לעניים ביום הפורים. אין פוחס משני עניים. ואין מדייקים במועס פורים, אלא כל הפועל של יד ליטל נויסטים לה. נשמע דרגן, אז מתונס לאביונים, אבל אין מדייקים בדובו. אוסן של חונורוך, הם משתברו אוסן איזה שטיקל משמועס, זה ויכוח, הם טוב ראש צדיק דלת. חייב כל אודם ליטל לפוחס שתי מונס לשתי עניים, סעיף ג' והם מדייקים במועס פורים, אלא כל מי שפועש את יד ליטר, לא יסתים לו. נת לדעת, מי שבו עושה אז, ואם נוסע לעקום, לא יוצא ידי, יש לי עביד הלושן. אין מדייקים במועס פורים, אלא כל הפועש יד ליטר, לא יסתים לו, ובמוקם שלא הגו ליטר לגויים, לא יסתים אף לגויים, זאת אומרת, אלי כחופץ חיים. ובמוקם שלא הגו ליטר לגויים, is not if he gave goyim is not yoytzim atonis leevyoinim. Not yoytzim atonis leevyoinim. It's a given atzad of yoytzim. That a nisht. So I want to say, lefi the pashtas advorim before what the oilam adoicha the shtikul teir. Lefi the pashtas advorim, shitas harishoinim was that atonis leevyoinim is bichlal fakir. There's no mitzvah to look for special anim. It's not even a hidur. And an esrig, a black pintale, maybe it's not an esrig. Yeah? A lulav, if it's open, maybe it's not a lulav. Here, if I can, the cheftz of matonis le'evyoinim was not a stemple of an army. Elo ritzoneinu she'akul yusmeichim imanu. Give money to the rich people and also to the poor people. What is poor? Kol ha'poshet yad. Not only that. Lefi diz rishoinim, the people that put up signs, ani me'udorim, they're against, I will call it, I don't know how you say it in English, the Ruach of Chazal. The ideal of Chazal, if you're going to give it. Why? Chazal don't want that only Vada Rabbonim will get money. Chazal, we're not speaking, it's a mitzvah to give to Vada Rabbonim to be very close. But Chazal don't want that only the poor people will get Ratzineinu shehakul yusmeichim imanu. That the old person that lives in a little house that doesn't have connections, that the yenem nebach un yenem nebach, and the person that feels that he's a nebach and thinks that he's a nebach, yeah? Ratzineinu shehakul yusmeichim.
It doesn't work with rich people that are doing for a trick. The rich people...
I don't know, it's a krank. I don't know what it means. They're achmonis, they're rich in money and poor in seichel. Yeah? And mishkin rich, yeah, nebach. It's weiter poor. He'll be happy if he collects. We are trying to make an ideal not to choose people. And we are putting up signs. Rabbi Isai, Chazal said something. We have a better idea. Ani mu'udor. This is lefi the Ritvo. Hayashonim lefi the Rambam. Le'umas them. Say, the Bible will go lefi the Shikol Teira that I'm right in the Shikol Teira. Lefi the Ritvo Hayashonim, you're not Yoitzer. These people are not poor. So, I can't say that if a person gave to two anim mehudorim, lemaisi was yoitze, lekulal. But if you want to become the ruach of Chazal, so we give first to the first two people that come to ask you, to be yoitze, the ruach of Chazal, of ein adak dikim badovo, to mekayim a seif in Shulchan Aruch, And also to give to Vada Rabbonim to be Yitzhak the Ritva Yeshonim for Animu Udorim. The value of this shtickle is MS is no mocking bichlal to this Yesoid that every person knocks on the door you have to give. Mishtaz Aloha. Not Kol HaPoishin Yad means everyone that comes. You don't have to choose the people. Everyone that comes deserves. How much? Chayev Litter, Lishtayanim. I'm the Shekhan Aloha. Chayev Litter, Matalas Levyanim, Kol HaYim Kulay. Mishtaz Aloha. Chayev Litter, Lishtayanim. Ve'ein medakdikim ze oni ve'ze ein oni. Kol HaPoishin Yad is called the oni. But if I can't, after two, I was Yoytze Mechiv. After two, I was Yoytze Mechiv. I say, andere are not masking to this whole shtickle there. I think it's emes, yeah? But andere sagen, es sind nicht da, so shtickle there bichlal. They hold that it's matanas levyanim two real anim who dorim as evi shtetin ala tzedlach. And Mois Purim was a different sach. In the old days, they had like a kupa that gave what to eat for Klal Yisrael. Everyone knows the sugi in Bobi Basri, kupa mitchalekes miyoyim leyoyim, pamayim b'shavua, shmozen shtei sudas, mozen sholoi sudas. When here they would collect money for the Sudas Purim, the city had to mefal the Sudas Purim, and every time the halacha is, if a person comes upon the Sunni, you check if he needs food or not. And Purim you don't check. Everyone that wants to join that Suda could join that Suda. Based on Tav should make a Suda for Purim, normally Lama Zogim, the Vada Rabbonim checks if you roy to get money from based on Tav Shil, they tell based on Tav Shil, Lanzachayim and Purim, everyone that puts his name, give them to eat. Lefi them, Avada you have to give to Anim Meudorim. But one Zach is Poshet. But lefi them, for sure you don't have to give to every guy that comes in the door. So Bichlal Mishlo Alochem Kala Poshet Yad Leisimle. Because this Alochem Bepashtes Loi Hoyo Veloi Nivra Azah Alochem Ef Kala Poshet Yad Leisimle. Afruch Mi Yes Shteit Yo Aber Kala Poshet Yad Leisimle What you Dav In Purim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekabel. But Legabe Unzere Teire So again, if the Pashtus the halacha is that it's a halacha you could give, you don't have to give to Amim Urudorim, Fakert, Kol HaPoishet, and this is the ideal of Chazal, that Sheretzoneinu Shehakul Yusmeichim Imanu, and there's no halacha every person. And if the halacha is not talking on Mois, on Matanis Levyoinim, it's talking about Mois Purim, for the Sudas Purim, this is what they want to learn Pshat, there was a Sudas Purim, that the city stole the Sudas Purim, and of them state, Ein medagdikim badovo, so avad, only on that, the Pshat is everyone that comes to eat the meal, you have to give him to eat in that meal. Thus he does. Mishmeh from them. But to learn that it's another aloche, like Andrew was talking, the third side, chayev liter l'shtei anim, and chutz, this is the item, even if no one came to your door, you have to do, maybe I'll explain. We have three ways how to learn. The first way, what we learn is the emes de kevek, that is no chiyuv if you most rishonim to give matanis levyanim dafka to poor people, and I call a poishet yad. The first two people that poishet yad, you give them. The other way to learn that it's going on most on the Sudas Purim, that everyone that comes to eat in the meal, give them to eat in the meal. The third way they learn, no, is a chiyuv to give to two poor people that are really poor. Chutz from that, everyone that comes to the door, if no one came to the door, you also have to give the two poor people. You have to look for them. Like Mishloach Mones, and like Mikra Megillah. Chutz from that is another halacha of Kol HaPoishet Yad. But I'm saying, when you learn the sugya, be pashtus and nishto az halacha. Nishto az hashita bichlo.
Why is it matas
lagim? What? This is the Ritz, this is the Ritz, so Terence says, I think like this, maybe this is what he meant, I don't know, but I'm it's chus on him. If you know that he's rich, and he's Poishet Yad, could be enough to give. What? He's Poishet Yad. So he's rich. Yeah. Shaila, you don't have to check if he's poor or not. But if you know that he's not poor, ain't so ledactic madovo. He's becheskes that he's poor when he comes to us. So we don't have to check if he's really poor or not. Aber lo yitzu is rich and a vil, as a vanished. Now, let me get in a shtickle weiter. So, la aloche le meise. Now we learn the sugi, now let me get in a shtickle aloche le meise. You have to give matonis levyonim el puri. So first we'll start. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that you cannot give matonis levyonim for maaser money. You cannot give because it's double shebechoyva, you cannot give for maaser money. But the Mishnah Berurah says you could add for maaser money. What do you mean you could add? Shalom Aleichem, I could do what I want. So the Pshat is Azeh. Mishnah Berurah is Mechadesh, that if I give to two people, I'm a chuyev to give. Then, if I want to add another 100 people and I'm giving them Maisa money, I could be Yoitza also Matanas Levyoini with that. Why? Because it's not Bechoiva. While I only have to give to 2 people, and I don't have to give more, so the rest is double Shechashus. So I could use Maisa money, and I'm Yoitza 2 mitzvahs. I'm Yoitza Maisa money with Matanas Levyoini. Shabbat doesn't mean standard. If you want to collect, the people knocking at the door, you could use your Maisa money and give it out like this. No, you're not going to be Yoitza, yeah? That's what Shmuel doesn't mean. He says you could be Yoitza Matanas Lev Yoinim with that.
Why is it called Matanas Lev Yoinim?
Because every mitzvah you give in Purim, it's called Matanas Lev Yoinim.
Mishlach
Manas? What? No. It's Maisa money. You can't do Mishlach Manas. You give it to a poor person.
You add to the first 2? You add to more money?
You could add more money also. Now, how much Matanas Lev Yoinim you have to give? We'll go Keseda. I want to be Yoitza with Alashitas. We'll go Keseda. The Mishnah Berurah brings down b'shem haritva pruta, 2 prutas. Every oni gets a pruta. This is matanas le'avyoinim. A lot of poskim, the Shari Tshuva brings down from the Machzik Broche and the Kafachaim and the Orach HaShulchan and the Kirchaim. There has to be a shiur matana chashuva that he could buy food for Sudas Purim kishiur gimel beitzi. Again, the Achronim explain, like we said. Mageves Purim lePurim is beikar that the poor person will have food for Purim. Again, Ratzineinu Shehakol. This is the mitzvah. It was no mitzvah that he could marry off his daughter after Purim. This was not the purpose of Purim. Purim was that everyone will have. You'll give your neighbor a nice cake, and you'll give the poor person food that he could buy Sudas Purim. This was the ikar. Really, you have to give him money. Zokte Machzik Brocha. You have to give him money. Kishiyo Suda. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah brings down שצורך ליתן דבר שיוכל להנס ממנו אויכל אוי מואס. Why? אויכל is good. אוי מואס because he could buy with it food. It's all about the shal if you eat him a check or not. How shal if you eat him a tonus if you eat him with a check. It could change it. The bank is closed. The bank is open. The Moshe. Why you can't give a coat? You also could be mad if it's snowing. Could wear a coat. The Talmud says, we're not trying to make him physical annoyance. We need to give him a Sudas Purim. Other food, other money they could bring for food. But he's not mechuyev to buy with the food, with the money food. But the assignment of Matanas Lev Yoini was to give him food for the Suda. You can't give a coat. You could give food or money that you could buy food. So look, I can't say, when someone says, I'm collecting money, someone could marry off his daughter. No shaykes to matanas lev yoinim. I'm not saying that b'diavad you're not yoitza with the money, because lemaisa he has the money and he could buy food. But again, it's not the ideal of Chazal. It's not the matanah of Chazal. Not only that, if you mezaket for a oitza to buy sforim, yeah. Sometimes I saw some ganovim, yeah. They get dressed up, they go groups around, and they collect for a oitza in their yeshiva, and they don't leave the house till the guy gives them, yeah. These people will never leave Gehenna. Why? The ganovim. They came to a house, they tell him, Kol HaPoishik Yad Noisim, the guy thinks that he has to give them. They're not collecting for poor, they're collecting for Oitzer of a yeshiva. Ganavi! No shayla about it. Somebody will come back if they don't give it back to the person. If the person is masking to give it not l'shem Purim, and they don't force him, what if a person comes in, 10 guys jump in someone's house, they dance, we're not leaving till you give us $1 million. But I also put him in prison. Then what?
Even if it is
for anim, the money, while they could buy food, it's okay.
If they
force them. Again, while if you force them to give money for a Eitzah, it's Nishke Purim.
But he tells them before.
He tells them before, he doesn't want, then they're not leaving the house. It's Oishik, Chomos. Yeshua's been Azmanim, it's Chomos. You can't stop collect. You can't, with the business, it does. We have a Torah. Purim is not stam a tog as a machle tzonis. Purim is not a tog as a machle tzonis. If you come to the person, you ask nicely. I'm saying again, I'm going back to the Akdama. We said we're not trying to make people to give less money. Yeah? All these places that collect for anim to give food, this is the Iker Matoras Purim. A lot of the yeshivas. Especially if a guy collects for his yeshiva, no, maybe it's not bochim anim, also food, yeah? But he's collecting for Aitza. And not that the guy is giving the money that they will buy sforim. you can't change it after it for food. Now, so how much you have to give? Rabbi Yashiv holds, if you give 50 shekel a person, you yoytze matanas lev yoytze. 50 shekel. For every oni. They asked him, you have to give 50? He says, but 50 for sure you yoytze. This was last year, I don't know, maybe everything fell, so Efshah's a bit landish, but chvesh nish genoi, the matzev. Yeah? Now, the machmirim give 50 shekel to every oni.
Two.
Then, you could give a shekel each. Yeah, you could be yoytze the chumas. Shekel has copper portas. B'shem Rav Avadia Yosef, he says, "Shteit mono chashuva. Mono means mana falafel." So, how much costs a falafel? I don't know. Recently, but 12 shekel. I'm just talking that it has to be a fleishike meal. They say in Shari Simcha you could buy it for 18 shekel. You could get a decent schnitzel with a little bit of rice. It's echel good. So it's also called a shiur mono. Has to be a shiur that you could buy a full. And the Zog and Stam, a remez before we mamshich, says in the Megillah and Perek Test, Prosecute Test, Alkin a Yehudim a Prozim, a Yoishvim ba'ore a Prozis, Oisim is Yom Yudalad l'choy de Shador, Simche ve Mishte ve Yontev, u Mishloach Mones Ish l'Re'eyu. Perek Test, Prosecute Test. Alkin a Yehudim a Prozim, a Yoishvim ba'ore a Prozis, Oisim is Yom Yudalad l'choy de Shador, Simche ve Mishte ve Yontev, u Mishloach Mones Ish l'Re'eyu. Doesn't say, Batonis Lev Yoinim. In Perek Chof Beis, Las is Oisim, Yemei Mishte ve Simcho, Mishloach Mones Ish l'Re'eyu, Matonis Lev Yoinim. So the Shaila is why in the first time it doesn't say Matonis Lev Yoinim. Zog den Nesivis, the Nesivis tells on the Kashe. Zog den Nesivis, Be'etzem is another Kashe. The first Pasuk it says, Yom Simcha u Mishte ve Yontev. The second time it doesn't say Yontev. Zog the Gemara in Megillah Daferi, Mordechai wanted to make it a Yontev. But they were not Mekabel. It's a matter of clarity, so we're not Mekabel. The matter of the world, in the beginning, when they taught them to be a Yontev, they could not be attacking Matanis Lev Yoinim, because you can't give more than Yontev. So the original Takana of Mordechai, he took out Matanis Lev Yoinim, because you can't give more than Yontev. But after they were not Mekabel the Yontev, so then they were attacking Matanis Lev Yoinim. Lemaise, b'derech klal, what we say lemaise is this: the most basic can say that a bocher that doesn't have money, avada the chofetz chaim is a choshev a sefer, is called mishne brure, and he paskins that as a pruta is enough. And medavisin mitomish zam stein a machmir zayin. I'm saying we can follow zach the mishne brure didn't bring the machzik broche, he didn't bring all of his chumras. But a person that could, lemaise, it's better to give 20 or 15 shekel to two anim, everyone 15 or 20 shekel. And then the rest to give shekel by shekel. You see, Taka, when the people give to Vada Rabboni, Mapir Rebel Yashiv, is a big tzettel in the last couple of years that if you want at least, the Vada Rabboni doesn't divide all of your money to everyone. The Mezake, the first 30 shekel or 40 shekel or 50 shekel to two anim, and the rest splits. Normally, the Mezake you give, they collect for 2,000 people, yeah? So, Stam Bichlar, but sometimes I'm always supposed to report it to everyone. So the first only mechalikit lefisha v'prutas, this is the das of the kupa, and if you want, the mechalikit that the first couple anim get, two anim get, kishiu choshu. But again, this is the life, the chelik in Matonis Lev Yoinim. Who has to give Matonis Lev Yoinim? And Shulchan Aruch and Tzimen Tov, Reish Tzadik Dalet, Shtei, Chayev Kol Odom, Zot Ni Mishne Bure, Bein Ish, Bein Isho. Liten Shtei Matonis Lishnei Anim. Simon Tov Reish Tzadikei, Seif Dalet. Chayev Lishloach Lechaver Ishtoi Monos. Zog Yom Ishtabur. Ves Tshubas Binyanzi Nistap Em. Sorry, the Ramo. Zog the Ramo. Ve Ishu Chayevez Vematones Lev Yoinim Umishloach Monos Ke Ish. Ve Ishu Tishloach Le Ish Ve Ish Le Ish. ואישו חייבס, שהם היו באויסה הנס. וגם אנושים בכלל. וקוסם מגנברום לא ירואיסי ניזורים בזה. ואיפה שדווקא באלמונה, אבל באישו שיש לו ביילו, ביילו משלחו בשבילו לכמה אנושים. ומכל מוקים יש להחמיר. זאת אומרת, תונס לביין עם שתי התחייב כל אודום, זאת אומרת, במשתבור איך עוד איש ואיך עוד אישו. Then, the Ramot brings down the same הלוחם, תוף רי צדיק היי, in the end. ואישו חייב זה מתונס לביין משלו יחמונס, ומשתבור brings down בשם דמר גנברום, לא ירואיסי שניזורים בזה. So, אנו זוגים that he only meant and משלו יחמונס, that לא ירואיסי שניזורים בזה. אבל מתונס לביינים, he didn't mean it. And Anders Zogen, he meant on both. So, למעשה, what Mishnah Berurah states, Echot Anoshim ve'echot Noshim. The Chayodom and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch bring down that the minhag was to be makne money to the wife and to give it to Matonas Lev Yoinim. Now, when you give Matonas Lev Yoinim, Lama Zogen, you have money, you give 100 shekel, so you give another 100 shekel for your wife. When I say, I think, came out every from person does. Chumre shebechumre is a problem. Because how you give it? So the world does, it's your money, how you give it to your wife. So you could give it medina evet knaini, really, if you know the sugars and kiddushin. But what Amri does is, they makne it to the gabe, bizarich it to my wife, and now, it's matanas lev yoini. Right? You see, going around, you see the frum is zarich it for my wife. The problem is that the minute he zeichet the money to your wife, you can't give it anymore. Zochin le'odom v'loy me'odom. So the frum shem frum, they tell the wife in the morning, I'm planning to mezake your money, and I will give it to matanas lev yoin. Again, it's not a chiyuv gomu, because be'ikar adin, if you give the gabe l'shem your wife, could be medina mit knayni your yoitze. Now, l'maisa l'gabe the wife, we have the limutzchus of the mishnebura, maybe ishto ki gufoy. The person has to know, a lot of time he has older daughters, and the chayav mitzvahs. The Megillah, they rush to come, but Tanis Levyayim, they're not Yaitzim. Shrek l'chazach. So l'chu, you have to be mezakeh the money to mekayim, but Tanis Levyayim. So what? So what? So maybe they're not taking the Megillah, some of Shulchan Aruch. Why? Shabbos they keep? It's all if they don't have money. A person doesn't have money also, it's mechayav in mitzvahs. Someone does that money, is that mechayav in mitzvahs? He can't buy esrik. That's not money. He doesn't buy esrik. So you have to buy esrik. So you have to use someone else's money. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a bigger problem. Some bochim could think that he do mishloach matonas levyoinim and they will not be yoitze bichlal. Why? Be'ez Hashem, we'll speak about it next year about Chove, like about Ander Chalokim. This is the only place in the world that you could have 2 days poor. Yeah? If you're in Bnei Brak, Yom Shlishi, and you've been in Yerushalayim, Yom Revi, you'll have 2 Purim. Yeah? We'll speak about it later, what happens to a boy that is in a bad mood, and he wants to be in Yerushalayim, Yom Shlishi, and in Bnei Brak, Yom Revi. Maybe you could have no Purim, yeah? That's one Purim this year. So does that affect to run away from Purim or not? This is next week, we'll go into all of the halachas. If you have 2 Purims, you don't have 2 Purims, when you have to be in Bnei Brak, when you have to, a lot of halachas. But love again, Kaseidah. The shaila in the poiskim was Kupa Sa'ir, Lamoshe. I don't know if you heard about Kupa Sa'ir, yeah? But it's a Kupa Sa'ir of Neibach, a lot of moifsim go around it, yeah? Now, they come to collect in Yerushalayim, you give them Matanas Lev Yoinim, promise you Matanas Lev Yoinim, you'll be Zeichel Ala Yeshuas. They're giving it out of Neibach. They gave it out of Neibach. Yom Shlishi, they gave out all of the money. You come Yom Revi, you try to Mekayim Teiru Mitzvahs, you do Mikro Megillah, Matanas Lev Yoinim, you're not Mekayim this year. He gave money before Purim. This, lefi most shita sinat yaitze. Lefi most shita sinat yaitze. So it's far Purim. Now the shayla is fakert. The people of Bnei Brak want to give to Kupas Yerushalayim, yeah? It's Rabbi Yashiv's Kupa, yeah? So they want to give to Yerushalayim. But the problem is, they give the money of Bnei Brak, but it will be given out in Yerushalayim, noch Purim. Why I'm saying that? A lot of choshev bochim here. I'm sure the fathers like to give matanas lev yoinim. So the father tells you, take $1,000, give it out in Yerushalayim, yeah? So you go and you give it out in Yerushalayim. But your father, Purim is Yom Shlishi. You're going to give it out Yom Revi. Shenoch Purim. It's like the shekel esrik, shmini atzeres. So, Avada Lu Yitzuyer, the father was not Mezaket. And stop, the father told you, you know, give out Matanis Lev Yoinim. The father thinks, you know, he went away to vacation, he doesn't want no one to bother him. He leaves his house, he goes to Miami for Purim, and he lends his son and else his soul to give out Matanis Lev Yoinim, and he gives out his, all the money. It was a nice last year, I think. He gets all the money, B'yayim Shlish, B'yayim Revi, Purim Yerushalayim. Yeah? Nebuch, the father was never Mekayim the mitzvah this year. Now, then for sure he's not Mekayim. The Shaila is, if he's Mezaket to his son, that the son is Zeichel Le'anim, he's already Zeichel Le'anim, B'yayim Purim Defrozim, just he's giving it Befoyal to the Anim, and our Purim. Or Fakelt. It's a bigger problem. So, the son, Lama Zogin, has a friend. He's getting married in Yerushalayim. He tells his father, you know, Nebuch, my friend, he needs an apartment. He could give some money. The father says, give him $1,000. But I want to be Matanis Lev Yoinim. But the father says, this, maybe Purim is Yom Shlishi. So give it Yom Shlishi. So no problem. I'll give it Yom Shlishi. So he gives it, when it's Yom Shlishi, he gives the Oni in Yerushalayim the money. So the father gave the Oni money in Purim. But by the Oni, it was not Purim. You're not Yoitzer. Now, the Kumba Sa'ir wants to give the money at the day of Nebra. You know, if they give the other day, you're not Yoitzer. So they'll give it Yom Shlishi in Yerushalayim. The Mekabel also has to be in Purim in that day. You have to give to poor people. He has to have Al Mazmut. You give to a Shaita. He doesn't have Purim Bichlal. You're giving it in Purim. You're giving it in Purim to people in Yerushalayim. This was the Shaila Be'etzel was approached the Stipler in the old days. They went to collect money at Bnei Brak to give Matanis Lev Yoinim. They went 3 weeks before. You know, it was a Pikotin, B'Shlichas, that they had a lot of money. They would give it out in Yerushalayim. But they gave it out in Yerushalayim, but these people was Nochnishik Ben Purim.
Same thing with the time zone.
The same thing with the time zone, yeah. So, Lemaise is a lot of... It's a big shilas what to do. So if you want to be Yoitza Aloshitas Lemaise, the Moshe, if you're going to Bnei Brak, so you have to give Matanis Lev Yoinim in Kupas Oir and not be Yoitza in Kupas Yerushalayim. And if you're in Yerushalayim, to give in Yerushalayim. So Bochum wants to have two Purim, the Moshe, so if he's going to Firi B'liashiv Zchumra, you have to have 200 shekels for Matanis Lev Yoinim. 50-50 for the Bnei Brak and 50-50 for the Yerushalayim. And to be Makpid, you'll see when Ben Hashem people will go around to collect, they'll say, Shtei Anim Boi Biyoim, Tzvot. Shtei Anim Boi Biyoim, Yudalim. And if you're planning, and you have to know that, you're planning to go away from Bnei Brak, and you say, no, I gave him a Tzvot Lev Yoim in Yerushalayim, 100 people collecting Yeshiva. But all the people collecting Yeshiva are planning to give Tzvot. So if you plan to go to Bnei Brak, you have to be makbid that you have a Tzvot Lev Yoim in the Bnei Brak Dikipur. And also to have a Tzvot Lev Yoim in Yerushalayim Dikipur. I'm saying, I can't say that the Ozri Chetimtzis, you're not Yoitzah, it's big Shilas, big Nefkeminis, but the best thing is to try to Mechaven, to be in the same day, to be Yoitzah Matanis Lev Yoinim. Now, it's a big Shilas in the Poiskim, if you give a family Matanis Lev Yoinim, you give the for the whole family, Yoitzah Matanis Lev Yoinim is two Anim, is five Anim there, Abba Lemaise, you only gave one Nesina, you gave to the father for the whole family. Malsho is Mashma that you Yoitzah for two. Now, another Zach, the Chofetz Chaim, the Mishneh Brura, brings down that when you have the Shechiyonu and the Mikra Megillah, you mechavim for Mishleach Mones v'Sudas Purim. V'yoidiyah al-kach l'shatz. It's not enough that you know to be mechavim and Shechiyonu to be Yoitzah for the Sudah, for the Mishleach Mones. We need that the Shatz, the one that reads the Megillah, will have a das to be Moitzah you in the Shechiyonu, also in the Sudas Purim, and also in the Mishleach Mones. And it's a big shaila why the Shatz has to know. If you tell someone, Moitzi me in Shechiyonu, yeah? And you didn't eat oranges and grapes. He only thinks that the oranges are Pri Chodesh. You're sitting in someone, Rosh Hashanah, Amach Shechiyonu, El Mein Derimayinim. But you never ate fruit, the Gantzei Yor, yeah? Shira Bacher. You never ate. So now you Yoitzi have everything. You don't have to tell him. Don't state that the Shatz has to know that he's Moitzi me in Shechiyonu af Ala Zachar. Say, Frank the Welt, why the Mishneh Brura didn't say to have in mind also Matanis Lev Yoinim? It says to have in mind Sudas Purim, Mikra Megillah, Mishlach Manas. Why didn't say Matanis Lev Yoinim? So the Heintike Poiskim say, you have to be Mechaven also Matanis Lev Yoinim. The Welt says, why the Mishneh Brura didn't say it? Mishneh Brura was scared if he was saying it. So in the morning, some anim go around the shul, they collect, like, you know, they don't have a basikin, and then they come around to collect. You'll see it, chush. Yeah? Now, you'll say, no, but it's chushkim achshich yonim. So people will not give tzedakah. So Chafetz Chaim doesn't want that people will not give tzedakah. So merely he didn't want to say this chumut mechavin shechiyonu, and will cause people not to get tzedakah before they were yoyt in the shechiyonu. So aval, even if we are mechavin for shechiyonu, not to be nimna to give tzedakah because nishgiyon shechiyonu. Shnebura paskins and azar aloche that we don't yoyt in mishloach monas and matonas levyonim in the same person because en yoyt in mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Only you have a poor person, send him food. Say mishloach monas, say matonas levyonim. Chavilas chavilas. Now, in Sefer Oiz Nidre Beru, for Rabbi Yamin Zilber, in the Moyadim Bezmani, he brings down a chumre, that you don't eat before Metonis Levyoinim and Meshloach Manas. Not allowed to eat, as if you don't eat before the Mikro Megillo, we don't eat before Meshloach Manas and Metonis Levyoinim. For sure not a Sudek Doil. And Sefer Mishneh Aloche is Choylek on it, says, Shteit Yemei Mishte. So to eat is the heft of the mitzvah also this year. Eating is also a mitzvah. Yemei Mishte. So, I'm starting the Yemei Mishte. In Sefer Leket Yosher, from the Talmud of Thomas Hadeshen, Shtei Toiv Lishloach Minei Maichal Koine Masud. Koine Masud. So I'm saying, the Machbir Im Taki HaMakpid, to do it before. So I'm saying, Eina Chanami Lemaise, today they have all these gaboy tzedakah that take they take it b'shlichus and they mezake it. You have to know it's a different kind. The best thing is that it comes to his hands, not that you just the gabbai picks it up and says aheini mezake it to him, because the ma'aseh he can't eat it, he can't use it for his food. And this is all the choshev kupas take a makbid that the guy gets the money in his hands. And because Rabbi Yashiv is machmir, not even in a check. Normally they give it with a check. And Purim they have a special gmach that takes all the money in cash, and they give everyone in cash the money in Purim to be yoytzer. What I'm trying to say, a guy sometimes goes around, yeah, I'm collecting for a real oni, yeah? So bochim become gabor tzedakah pitom. She ended the ganze suya from shtoros, and they become a gabor tzedakah. Matanos levyoinim. Then I ask the bochim, what do you do with the money? Well, it's for the oni. You gave it to him? No. For the oni. You machshel everyone. You have to at least pick it up, zeicher to him, know that it's a b'di'evid k'matanas levyoinim, as lebo liyadoi. Person doesn't know the halachas, then he's collecting for someone in America. Yeah, not for the oitz of his yeshiva, he's collecting for someone in America. V'ayelim shen k'ayel purim nech. So b'chlam, so I'm saying, matanas levyoinim, they've given, so again, kol ha'poishet yad noisim loy, no shnei. But this is clear that the kula alma kol ha'poishet yad noisim loy is only for a person who's collecting for himself. There's no tzad. The kol ha'shitas that you have to give to someone to collect for someone else. No chiyu b'chlal. Because he wants to collect. No chiyu. Kol ha'poishet yad, if someone says that he's an ami, then it's a deal from kol ha'poishet yad noisim loy. Ben Zah Hashem, we'll be saying that I get to be kind of the mitzvah of Matonis Lev Yenim. And we shall say,
right? Only about that. I'm supposed to stop with the same problem with check with a different currency, the same problem.